Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 43.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber, and the sergeant at arms will lock the doors. Members and visitors, please silence all electronic devices. Today's prayer will be offered by Representative Adcock. Members and visitors of the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please pray with me. Dear God, you have bound us together in a common life. Help us in the midst of our struggles for justice and truth to confront one another without hatred or bitterness and to work together with mutual forbearance and respect through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for April 13th has been examined and found to be correct and moved to be approved as written.
Members, Representative Torbett moves that the journal for April 13th be approved as written. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Introduction of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representative Zilka, Kristen Baker and Hunter, Hospital 536, law enforcement duty to intervene.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Amber Baker and Lambert, Hospital 537, Forsyth United Way, some learning funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Stevens, Hospital 538, Transparency and Evidence Standards.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Stevens, Hospital 539, Protecting Property, Insured Individual.
Health, if favorable, insurance, if favorable, Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Quick, Hardister, Harrison, and Brockman, Hospital 540, Enforced Development for Refugee Study.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Sasser, Potts, McElrath, and Sane, Hospital 541, amendments to schedule of 6 of the Controlled Substance Act.
Health, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Clements, Willingham, Farkas, and Ball, Hospital 542, fix our democracy.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Abe Jones, Hospital 543, expedite venue choice for mass shooting cases.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Carlson Smith, McNeil, Howard, and Carter, Hospital 544, revise animal fighting laws.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Elmore, Clemens, and Torbett, Hospital 545, mandatory training contributing to continuing education units.
Education K-12, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Richardson, Setzer, Goodwin, Hospital 546, NC Call Center Preservation Act.
Commerce, if favorable, regulatory reform, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Zilker, Christians Baker, and Hunter, Hospital 547, use law enforcement subrogation to declare the Administrative Procedure Act.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Zilker, Christian Baker, and Hunter, Hospital 548, duty to report gigolo information.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Dustin Hall, Strickland, Eiler, and Richardson, Hospital 549, reinstate inmate letter crews.
Environment, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Brockman, Quick, Altria, and Gill, Hospital 550, free breakfast and lunch for public school units.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Bradford, Hospital 551, Davidson, asbestos cleanup funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Committee reports, clerk will read.
Representative Dustin Hall, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Hospital 10, Asheville Airport Authority, authorized golf course, favorable.
Calendar, Rule 36B.
House Bill 64, NC Works Commission Membership Modifications, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 101, Adopt Hayward County Health Capital NC, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 125, School Calendar Flexibility, Lenoir County, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 141, Remote North Carolina Sawmills, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 163, Treasury Administrative Changes, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 168, Retirement Administrative Changes Act of 2021, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 194, Federal Court Officials, Concealed Carry, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 201, Academic Alignment, Certain School Units, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 228, Attractive Nuances, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 244, Lincoln County Board of Education Partisan Election, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 263, High Point Council Delegations Rezoning Powers, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 285, ENS Railroad Train Driver Ed Curriculum, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 334, Temporary Alignment PPP Treatment for Federal Treatment, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 341, Protection from Online Impersonation, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 352, Hotel Safety Issues, favorable.
Calendar 36B.
House Bill 328, Allow Trade or Exchange Spirituous Liquors, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, calendar rule 36B.
Representative Warren, State Personnel Committee report. House Bill 176, Enhance SHP Debt Collection Abilities, favorable and referred to Pensions and Retirement.
Re-refer to Pensions and Retirement.
House Bill 177, State Health Plan Administrative Changes, favorable and re-refer to Health.
Re-refer to Health.
House Bill 269, Give State Retirees 2% COLA Funds, favorable and re-refer to Pensions and Retirement.
Re-refer to Pensions and Retirement.
House Bill 392, Retired Services Purchase Omitted Membership Service, favorable and re-refer to Pensions and Retirement.
We refer to Pension and Retirement.
House Bill 160, Retirement Service Purchase Rewrite Part 2, favorable and refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill refer to the unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, strike the rules, refer to pensions, and then add rules.
Representatives Richardson and Stevens, Judiciary 2 Committee report. House Bill 418, threatened LEO correctional officer, favorable and re-referred to state personnel.
Re-referred to state personnel.
House Bill 145, Property Protection Act, DVPO, favorable, committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to rules, calendar, operations of the House.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, re-referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
House Bill 252, various race age changes, JJAC, favorable and refer to rules, calendar, operations of the House.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, re-refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
House Bill 402, begin modernization, ignition, interlock laws, favorable, committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and refer to transportation.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, re-referred to transportation. Members, upon motion of the members from Brunswick and New Hanover counties, Representatives Eiler, Miller, and Davis, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to a group from Brunswick County Republican Party and one New Hanover County Republican Party member, the Chairman Bill Moore, Vice Chairman Bill Blink, Allison Dunlap, Jody Francis, Walt Kozak, and County Commissioner Frank Williams. If you all will stand, thank you for being with us today. Senate Bill 113, Modify Termination of Parental Rights Appeals, withdrawn from the Committee on Families, Children, and Aging Policy, and re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 245, Efficient Government Buildings and Savings Act, is withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Members of the House will go ease for a moment. Thank you.
The House will come back to order. Representatives Richardson and Stevens are recognized to send forth a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Richardson and Stevens, Judiciary 2 Committee Report, House Bill 198, Forest Service Changes, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Reason of Bill, and Re-Refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar, and the committee substitute is re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Members, a number of bills were read in from the Rules Committee earlier. The chair is about to add a number of those bills as was notified, as members were notified yesterday. And we'll go through those momentarily. Well, first off, House Bill 10, Mr. Clerk, that's the short title is the Asheville Airport Authorization. Chair is going to add that to today's calendar. House Bill 64, that's the NC Works Commission membership modification bill. Chair is going to add that bill to today's calendar. House Bill 101, which is the adopt the Haywood County as the elk capital of North Carolina. Well, it'll be added to today's calendar as well. Can't forget the elk. House Bill 125, the school calendar flexibility for Lenoir County. We'll add that to today's calendar. House Bill 141, the promote the North Carolina sawmills. That will be added to today's calendar. House Bill 163, Treasury admin changes. We'll add those to today. Committee sub number 2 for House Bill 168, which is the Retirement Administrative Changes Act. That would also be added to today's calendar. Representative Torbins, the gentleman ready on House Bill 194 for today as well? All right, the chair will add House Bill 194. It's a federal court official concealed carry bill. We add it to today's calendar. House Bill 201, which is the academic alignment of certain school units, that'll be added to today's calendar. Representative Zachary, is the gentleman ready on House Bill 228 as well, if that were to be added to today? Okay, chair's going to add House Bill 228, that's the attractive nuisances bill. House Bill 244, that's the Lincoln County Board of Education partisan election bill, we'll add that to today. The House Bill 263, High Point Council Delegate Rezoning Powers, Representative Faircloth, the gentleman ready on that one today? That'll be added to today's calendar. House Bill 258, ENS, Railroad Train Driver Ed Curriculum. Representative Penny, is the gentleman ready on that bill? All right, we'll add that one to today's calendar. Chair's going to add House Bill 334 to tomorrow's calendar. Representative White, is the lady ready on House Bill 341 today? Okay. House Bill 341, that is the protection from online impersonation, will be added to tomorrow's, or excuse me, to today's calendar. And 352, Representative Bradford, is the gentleman ready on it today? Okay. Then that'll be added to today's calendar. And the chair is going to watch the calendar. Chair's aware some members have some other commitments later today. And then, of course, we're going to try to keep the calendar tomorrow relatively light. So House Bill 352, hotel safety issues will be calendared for today. The committee substitute on House Bill 328, we'll add that, that's allow trade or exchange of spirituous liquor. We'll do that one tomorrow. And so there will be two bills on for tomorrow's calendar. There may be some more, but we'll take those up. We'll take those up tomorrow. Those two. And there may be some others from the Rules Committee. Chair will inquire about that momentarily. Mr. Court members, Chair is going to direct that House Bill 83, Eliminate Income Tax for Military Retirees, be removed from the calendar, and that that bill be sent to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Chair is going to further direct that House Bill 86 be removed from today's calendar and calendared for tomorrow. House Bill 279, the clerk will read.
Representatives Howard, Zucker, Bradford, and Setzer, House Bill 279, a bill to be entitled COVID-19 Related Tax Changes, UI Tech Correct, Johnson of North Carolina next.
Late from Davie, Representative Howard is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, members of the House. This bill is definitely one of the time-sensitive bills that we will be working with this year. We took our revenue correction bill and pulled the most important pieces out, and that's what you're going to see in front of you today. It clarifies that the extra credit grants and federal stimulus payments that were received under COVID-19 relief are not considered income at the local level for determining eligibility for property tax exemptions based on income. That's part one. Part two provides for the non-accrual of interest on the 2020 individual income tax returns filed on or before May 17, 2021, and extends the statute of limitation for requesting a refund consistent with the extension provided by the IRS. And last and least important, it makes a very simple technical change to Senate Bill 114. That's the DES COVID modifications and technical changes, which we enacted earlier this session. So I will stand for any questions and ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 279 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, I'm gonna talk slow to give the gentleman time to get to his desk, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Probably help cut that on. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Brockman, aye. Butler, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, aye. Gill, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hawkins, aye. Lucas, aye. Terry, aye. And Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 279 passes its second reading and remains on the calendar. House Bill 10, clerk will read.
Representatives Moffitt, Turner, Johnson, and Fisher, House Bill 10. A bill to be entitled an act to authorize the Greater Ashford Regional Airport Authority to operate, own, lease, sublease, control, regulate, and or grant to others the right to operate golf courses and airport premises. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
And members, this is a local bill. There's one other local bill that we could group unless there's objection. House Bill, looks like House Bill 244, which is the Lincoln County Board of Education partisan election. Is there any member who would oppose that being joined on this vote? This would just be a roll, I mean a Local bill. Any objection? That being grouped?
Yes, sir.
So Representative Adcock objects. All right, we'll just roll on this way then. All right, Representative Moffitt is recognized to speak to House Bill 10.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, this is a bipartisan, non-controversial local bill. It essentially authorizes the Greater Asheville Regional Airport Authority the authority to own and operate a golf course. This golf course is at the south end of the runway. It has been in and out of financial trouble. They worked a deal locally with Henderson County Commissioners to keep it a golf course, keep it a public golf course, and also by controlling the course, it prevents it from being developed. I'd appreciate your support.
Question for the House is the adoption of House Bill 10 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 10, having passed second reading, will be read a third time.
General Assembly, not crime in that.
Question for the House, passage of House Bill 10 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 10, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 64, clerk will read.
Representatives Sauls and Strickland, House Bill 64, Bill to entitle an act to add members to the membership of the NC Works Commission. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Who's carrying this bill? Representative Sauls, gentlemen, wish to debate the bill?
Well, it went to rules today, and I was in another committee and didn't realize I was going to talk on it. Basically, this is an NC Works bill that is adding four people to the commission. The governor appoints all appointees, and this addition is required by federal government. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 64 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Clerk, open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Adcock going to be standing in. Representative Adcock, the Deputy Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. The following members have authorized me to cast their proxy votes. Brockman, aye. Butler, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, aye. Gill, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hawkins, aye. Lucas, aye. Terry, aye. Turner, aye.
Representative Reeves, gentlemen, wish to be recorded as voting aye. Reeves, aye. Clerk Lot Machine, record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 64 passes second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 64 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 64 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 101, the clerk will read.
Representatives Pless and Clampett, House Bill 101, a bill to be entitled an act to adopt in Hayward County as the elk capital of the state of North Carolina. General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
Gentleman from Swain, Representative Clampett, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House and those watching out there, this is not an elk-taking bill. This is just recognizing elk as being Hayward County and North Carolina's capital of elk, not to be confused with Banner Elk, Representative Moffitt. Okay. Anyhow, it's not controversial. It's a boon for the industry there. We have over about 200 elk. A lot of folks come into Hayward County to see those, get their pictures, and I would appreciate your support. I'm available for any questions.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 101 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk, open the vote. President Bell, the House Majority Leader is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representative Brockman, aye. Butler, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, aye. Gill, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hawkins, aye. Lucas, aye. Terry, aye. And Turner, aye.
Clerk Lock Machine record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative and none the negative. House Bill 101 passed a second reading. We'll be read a third time.
General Senator North Carolina.
Question for the House. Pass your House Bill 101 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 101, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 125, Corporal Reed.
Representative Humphrey, House Bill 125, a bill to the entitlement act to provide additional flexibility to the local Board of Education located in Lenoir County and adopting the school calendar. General Senator Nauklein annexed.
Representative Humphreys, I believe this is the gentleman's bill. Does the gentleman wish to move, send forth his amendment first?
Yes, sir, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman is recognized to send forth the amendment. Clerk Reed.
The amendment basically just adds a few counties to this.
I'm sorry, Representative. Chair got ahead of the curve a little bit. The court needs to read the amendment, then the gentleman will be recognized. Chair apologizes.
Representative Humphrey moves to amend the bill on page 1, lines 2 through 4, by rewriting those lines to read.
Now, I think Representative Humphrey during that probably got it explained. So any further discussion, debate on the amendment? If not, question for the House, the adoption of the amendment. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have the amendments adopted. Now the gentleman has the bill to, the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill will simply give certain flexibility to Pitt County Schools, Lenoir County Schools, Nash County Schools, Franklin County Schools, and Pitt County Schools. Appreciate your support.
For our purpose, gentlemen from Brunswick, Representative Viola Rice. Question for the House. Is the passage of House Bill 125 on second reading? I'm sorry. I thought you were leaving. I thought you'd actually hit the button. The gentleman.
No, you didn't.
Looked like you were heading out the door. The gentleman's recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Speaker. Can I ask the bill sponsor a question?
Yes, sir, I yield.
Go ahead.
Okay. Representative Humphrey, do I understand by reading this nice short bill that there's no start or end date whatsoever in this bill?
That's correct.
Speak to the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We've seen a chain or train, however you want to praises of these bills coming through, and obviously it's all a ruse, local bills to have no actual control over the start and end date. And since I was raised in, a long time ago at a very early age, to believe that it was child abuse to send a child to school before Labor Day, I'll be voting against all these bills. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 125 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House Bill 125, having passed second reading, will be read a third time.
General Senator North Carolina.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 125 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 125, having passed third reading, will be engrossed and sent to the Senate. House Bill 141, Corker Reed.
Representatives Hannig, Sasser, Broda, and Green, House Bill 141, a bill to entitle an act to promote local sawmills by allowing the use of ungraded lumber in certain circumstances. General Senator North Carolina.
Gentleman from Currituck, Representative Hannig, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill has gone through committee, no opposition. We've worked real hard with the lumber industry to make this a good bill. I want to thank Representative Sasser and Representative Brody for their help with this bill, and I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question before the House. Passage of House Bill 141 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Saying aye. Number of members I see on the floor have still not voted. Humphrey, Bradford, and Sauls. And then Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Brockman, aye. Butler, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, aye. Gill, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hawkins, aye. Lucas, aye. Terry, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will watch machine record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 141 passes second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, Max.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 141 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 141 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 163, the clerk will read.
Representatives Carson Smith, McNeil, Rydell, and Cleveland. House Bill 163, a bill to the Entitlement Act making clarifying and administrative changes to the laws relating to the state treasurer's investment programs, the local government commission, and reports submitted to the Council of States. General Assembly, North Carolina, acts.
Gentleman from Pender, Representative Smith, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is an agency bill from the state treasurer. It's treasury administrative changes that they've requested. Went through pensions and retirement, local government. Each section was explained pretty well there. I know of no opposition and ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 163 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Reeves, House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Brockman, aye. Butler, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, aye. Gill, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, no. Hawkins, aye. Lucas, aye. Terry, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine. Record the vote. 117 having voted in the affirmative and one in the negative. House Bill 163 passed the second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, acts.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 163 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 163, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 168, clerk will read.
Representatives Carson Smith, Rydell, and McNeil, House Bill 168, a bill to be entitled Retirement Administrative Changes Act of 2021. General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
Gentleman from Pender, Representative Smith, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Another bill from Treasury Agency bill requested changes to the retirement systems, all of them. Once again, state personnel and pensions and retirement, both committees heard them. Each section was explained pretty well. I know have not been contacted with any opposition to it. And once again, unless there are questions, I'd love for you to support it and ask for your aye vote.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 168 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Brockman, aye. Butler, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, aye. Gill, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hawkins, aye. Lucas, aye. Terry, aye. Turner, aye.
Representative Richardson on the floor. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 117 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. House Bill 168 passes second reading. We'll be right there, Tom.
The Assembly is not climbing next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 168 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 168 having passed third reading. The bill will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 194. Clerk will read.
Representative Torbett, House Bill 194, a bill to the Entitlement Act to allow federal court officials to carry concealed weapons in the same manner as state judges. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, General Statute 14-269A1 prohibits a person from carrying a concealed firearm in public unless that person has a valid concealed handgun permit. And then, even if that person has a valid concealed handgun permit, it does not allow them to carry a firearm in certain locations, including state courts, other government buildings, and schools. General Statute 14-269B lists certain people who are exempt from General Statute 14-269A1 and therefore may carry a concealed firearm in the otherwise restricted areas. Some examples of that include law enforcement officers, North Carolina judges who have a concealed carry permit, and district attorneys who have a concealed carry permit. House Bill 194 would include federal judges and federal prosecutors who have a valid North Carolina concealed handgun permit in the list of exempt from GS 14-269A1 and therefore would be allowed to carry firearms in areas otherwise restricted, including inside state courts. Stand for any questions, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the lady from Durham, Representative Morey, rise?
Thank you. To ask the bill sponsor question.
Representative Torbett, gentlemen yield?
Ecstatically, Mr. Speaker.
He yields.
Thank you. And I'm excited too. Representative Torbett, isn't this bill having a state law over what should be a federal law and federal guidelines? This bill is saying what federal officials can or cannot do.
It's my understanding this is requested from our Gaston County District Attorney, and since the state manages their gun laws, he was forbidden to allow federal officers in a state courthouse for business. And so this simply from the state allows the federal officers to carry inside a state courthouse.
Thank you. May I speak on the bill?
Lady has the floor to debate the bill.
Members, I'm not opposed to this, but I think it's already there. It's already been codified in federal law. On January 18th of 2021, President Trump signed an executive order making sure that no federal judge, magistrate, prosecutor had any limitations from any state law on their ability to carry concealed firearms. So if there is any limitation in this, it could be in conflict with the federal law. But if you look up the executive order signed on January 18th, it is already out there, and I think the federal law has exclusive control over federal officials who this would carry. So I encourage you to vote no so we're not in conflict with the federal law.
For what purpose, gentleman from Gaston? Representative Torbett, rise.
If I could ask the general lady a question.
The lady yield?
Ecstatically.
Thank you. I'm excited,
I'm glad everyone's having such a great time in here today.
Did you state that I believe it was an executive order from President Trump that would allow that action to take place?
Yes.
Thank you. A follow-up, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
Yes. Presidential executive order, is it permanent or can it be changed with another executive order?
The executive order will stand unless it is later revoked, but it is still the federal law and it's in the U.S. code.
Right. I think this is the last question, Mr. Speaker.
Lady,
I hope you're getting excited as I am. That being said, having it in state law is a more permanence for that ability to occur inside North Carolina. Would that be a fair statement?
It could be, unless any of our carry and conceal permit is more restrictive than what the federal code is allowing. So. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House. Passage of House Bill 194 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
We may have just 1 second, Mr. Speaker, now.
Yes, sir. Chairman's has the authority to make those announcements when the gentleman's ready.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Brockman, no. Butler, no. Carney, no. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, no. Gill, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, no. Hawkins, aye. Lucas, aye. Terry, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 96 having voted in the affirmative and 22 in the negative. House Bill 194 passes second reading. We'll be ready at third time.
General Assembly is not finding that.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 194 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House Bill 194 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 201, Clerk will read.
Representatives Arp, Stevens, Brody, and Willis, House Bill 201, a bill to amend an act to allow certain local school administrators to align the school calendar to those units of local community colleges. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Who's carrying this bill? This is Representative Arp. Gentleman's recognized to debate the bill.
I'm just excited to be here today. I'd like to run the amendment that Representative Reeves is going to help me fix my bill.
Well, so gentlemen can debate the bill, but then Representative Reeves will have to actually run the amendment since it's his amendment.
That's what I'm wanting to do.
Some bills just aren't ready for prime time, I guess. Gentleman from Chatham, Representative Reeves, is recognized to send forth this excellent amendment. Clerk will read.
Representative Reeves moves to amend the bill on page 2, lines 14 through 15, by rewriting the lines 3.
Representative Reeves, I hope the gentleman is also ecstatic or excited to debate this amendment. Gentleman has the floor.
I'm incredibly ecstatic to debate this amendment that makes this bill better. You want to explain to Dean? I was just joking. But this will be adding some counties and subtracting some counties. We think this will make it more palpable whenever this reaches our honorable compatriots across the hall. So some of the counties will be Union County. Not Union, it's already on there. We'll be adding Surrey County, Edgecombe County, and the great state of Chatham County. We'd ask for your support. And I'm pretty sure Representative Arp supports it.
Gentleman from Union, Representative Arp, is recognized to debate the amendment.
This is a great amendment. I ask you support it.
Question for the House. The adoption of Amendment A1 set forward by Representative Reeves. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The ayes have it. The amendment's adopted. Now we're back on the bill. Any further discussion on the bill? If not, question for the House is the passage of House Bill 201 on its second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 201 having passed second reading will be read a third time.
Bill Simmons, no comment on that.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 201 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Representative Iowa, you didn't speak up. You didn't say no that time. The ayes have it. House Bill 201, having passed third reading, will be engrossed and sent to the Senate. House Bill 228, the clerk will read.
Representatives Zachary, Dixon, Watford, and Yarborough, House Bill 228, a bill entitled An Act to Define the Processor's Liability for Bodies of Water on the Processor's Land Regarding Child Trespasses. General Senator, no comment act.
Gentleman from Yadkin, Representative Zachary, is recognized to debate the bill.
Well, first, let me say that this bill will eliminate the ecstasy. this is the agony. So, okay. anyway, the law says that a property owner could be liable for an artificial condition on the land. An artificial condition could be a statue, it could be a barn, it could be a pond, it could be a lake. But natural conditions such as streams and rivers and creeks and all as natural conditions are not subject to this attractive nuisance law. But some ponds are natural, some lakes are natural, some are artificial. So what this does is if it is an artificial a man-made pond or a man-made lake that is used for agriculture or wildlife and on which there's not been anything done to make it attractive, such as a beach, then it treats those type ponds and lakes as just being natural ponds and natural lakes for which there would not be liability. So, any questions? Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House is the passage of House Bill 228 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representative Brockman, aye. Butler, no. Carney, no. Cunningham, no. Fisher, no. Gill, no. Graham, aye. Harrison, no. Hawkins, no. Lucas, no. Terry, no. Turner, no.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 77 having voted in the affirmative and 41 in the negative. House Bill 228 passed a second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina.
Question for the House is the passage of House 228 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes appear to have it. Ayes do have it. House Bill 228 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 244, Corporal Reed.
Representative Sane, House Bill 244, a bill to entitle an act to change the election method for the Lincoln County Board of Education from nonpartisan to partisan. General Assembly, North Carolina, enacts.
Gentleman from Lincoln, Representative Sane, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill comes from my county commissioners who voted unanimously in February on a resolution supporting this, something that has been discussed over the last several years by the commission and folks involved in the school board. Just ask for your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 244 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. The ayes do have it. House Bill 244, having passed second reading, will be read a third time.
General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Question before the House, passage of House Bill 244 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 244, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 263, Corporal Reed.
Representatives Faircloth, Hardister, Bachman, and Quick. House Bill 263, a bill to the entitlement act amending the charter of the city of High Point to authorize the city council to delegate the city's planning zoning commission to authorize the change of the zoning classification to the property. General Assembly, North Carolina, enacts.
Gentleman from Guilford, Representative Faircloth, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This comes, it's a local bill which comes from the High Point City Council. And they are requesting that their charter be amended so that they can delegate the zoning, planning and zoning challenges that they have, delegate that to the city's planning and zoning commission. And then the city council will retain, however, review and rights of appeal over the situation. So I know of no... there are several other cities and counties in the state that have this same arrangement. I know of no opposition. Thank you very much.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 263 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 263, having passed second reading, will be read a third time.
General Assembly, North Carolina, enact.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 263 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 263, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 285, Corporal Reed.
Representatives Penny and Clampett, House Bill 285, a bill to the entitlement act requiring driver's instructions on the emergency notification system for railroad train emergencies and to create a criminal offense for the misuse of emergency notification systems. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Who's handling this bill? It's 285. Our Representative Penny, a gentleman from Harnett, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members. House Bill 285 is entitled ENS Railroad Train and Driver's Education Curriculum. This bill would require NCDOT to include the driver's license handbook and DPI to include in the driver's curriculum, driver's education curriculum, procedures and instructions for using ENS for telephonic reporting of emergency conditions at railroad, highway, rail, and pathway grade crossings, including unsafe conditions, obstructions, malfunctioning, warning devices, and missing, damaged, and otherwise unusable ENS signs. It has had bipartisan support in all the committees. It has had input from both CSX and Southern Railways, and we have not had any negative responses, and I would ask for your support in approving this bill.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Swain, Representative Clampett, rise?
Speaking in support of the bill.
Gentleman's recognized, debate the bill.
Ditto. Ditto.
Okay. Good. All right. For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Dahl, rise?
I have a inquiry of bill sponsor.
All right. Representative Penny, does the gentleman yield?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
He yields.
Sir, do you know where that white button is? I didn't hear a word you said.
All I can tell you, it was on. And I was addressing the speaker.
All right. Further discussion, further debate.
If not, question before the House is the passage of House Bill 285 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. And Representative Tyson, please approach the dais. President Bell, House Majority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Get you over to Ma. They'd still be holding the jail.
Representative Zachary, gentlemen wish to vote. President Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Brockman, aye. Butler, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, aye. Gill, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hawkins, aye. Lucas, aye. Terry, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 285 passes its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of the North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 285 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 285 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 341, the clerk will read.
Representatives White and Strickland, House Bill 341, a bill to be entitled an act making impersonations of an actual person over the internet for certain unlawful purposes, a Class H felony. Johnson of North Carolina enacts.
The lady from Johnson, Representative White, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill will hopefully deter a known or unknown person from impersonating you and any of your constituents. Due to electronic conveniences and the skilled perpetrators, we are all under it at risk. For 5 years, I served as the nurse consultant for elder rights in the department, in the division of, or Department of Health and Human Services, and had a 5-year live radio show and addressed fraud issues for senior citizens. Now it has come to the millennials impersonation, that will strip you of your reputation, your livelihood, your businesses, your trust of family and friends. So Representative Strickland and I appreciate your support to pass this bill and to protect all North Carolina citizens from losing their identity to fraud.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 341 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Brockman, aye. Butler, aye. Carney, aye. Cunningham, aye. Fisher, aye. Gill, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hawkins, aye. Lucas, aye. Terry, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk lock machine record the vote. 118 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. House Bill 341 passed the second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina.
For what purpose? The gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman Rice.
Point of clarification.
Gentlemen, is this a question or a debate?
Question.
Gentlemen's recognized for a question.
Yes, sir. I'm wondering,
I personally have had someone with a Twitter account in my name trying to just say a bunch of outlandish. I know you think everything I say is outlandish, but just some really weird stuff that I would never have said, trying to make people think that was I saying it. And I'm wondering, I've been told that that was okay because it's a parody. I'm wondering, would this affect that at all, that kind of thing?
The chair will take a look. And is the gentleman asking the chair to answer that question or the bill sponsor?
Either one, sir. Maybe the bill sponsor would know better. I don't know. I thought you might.
Well, I generally charge for legal advice, but Representative Johnson, lady wish to address that question?
Did you call me Representative?
I mean Representative White.
Thank you.
From Johnson,
yes. Would you ask the question one more time? Because I wasn't exactly sure what you were saying.
Okay, I don't know if this has happened to anybody else or not, but I have had a person do a Twitter account in my name and saying just crazy stuff that I would not have said, trying to make it look like I did. Would this affect something
yes.
like that?
It would. Yes.
Thank you.
It would be a perpetrator. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The chair would point the gentleman to... And you won't get a bill for this, but the chair would point the gentleman to lines 19 to 22. And any person who knowingly and without consent impersonates another person through or on a website or by other electronic means for purposes of harming, intimidating, threatening, or defrauding another person, including the misrepresented person, is guilty of a Class H felony. I think one chair would simply point out that under political speech, if it's a clear parody, that may not apply to the gentleman. So I would, I think it would, again, this is off the cuff. You're not getting a bill for it, but the thought would be it would depend what the purpose of it is. It was clearly just a political parody. It probably would be protected by the First Amendment and the office as public officials. You have to require the... I believe it's actual malice. I'm looking at some of the other lawyers out there to nod one way or the other, but that's the chair's opinion. But glad to let any of the other lawyers take a crack at it today.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Speaking of, for what purpose, the gentleman from Wake, another attorney, Representative Martin Rise.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I'm with the law firm of Moore and Martin. I would also point the gentleman to lines. 12 through 14, the portrayal would require that another person would reasonably believe that the imposter was or is the misrepresented person. So if it says parody in the Twitter account, I think that would probably be enough to make sure that no one would reasonably believe that they're actually impersonating you.
And Representative Pittman, for what it is a fascinating question, because you do see more and more of these things happening online now, and it's where that line gets drawn could perhaps lead to action. Who knows? Further discussion, further debate. Any more lawyers want to speak up on this? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 341 on its second reading, or excuse me, on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 341, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 352, the clerk will read.
Representatives Bradford, Mills, Moffitt, and Richardson, House Bill 352, a bill to the entire Act clarify that occupancies and accommodations provided by motels, hotels, or similar lodging do not create a tenancy and are not subject to Chapter 42 of the General Statutes, and to clarify that the occupancies are governed by the statutes relating to inns, hotels, and other transient occupancies in the North Carolina Act.
Representative Bradford, does the gentleman wish to send forth the amendment first?
You know what?
I'll
debate the bill quickly.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the bill, and after the conclusion of that, the gentleman will then be recognized to send forth the amendment. Gentleman is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is clarifying language related to transient occupancy for hotels, motels, and other similar forms of lodging. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to bring forth the amendment.
Clerk will read.
Representative Bradford moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 13 through 14, by inserting between those lines.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a staff recommended technical correction. It's actually just removing a sentence from Article 5 of Section 42 just to make sure there's no confusion. So it's a technical amendment recommended by our staff.
Question for the House is the adoption of Amendment A1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The amendment's adopted. We're now on the bill. Further discussion, further debate on the bill as amended. For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Hunt, rise?
To debate the bill.
Lady has the floor.
I just want to remind the body, I offered an amendment in J1 yesterday on this bill, that there are families, homeless families, all over the state of North Carolina who have to live in hotels, and this would take away their protections for the first 80 days. So just keep that in mind. Thank you.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Bradford, rise?
Debate the bill.
Gentleman has the floor. Debate the bill. Second time.
Thank you. I just want to address Representative Hunt's comments. After committee, I did go and speak with her, and I appreciate that. I think the spirit of what she's trying to say, I see it completely different. In fact, I think without this language, homeless folks are being impacted because, frankly, hotels are not wanting to work with people who don't have debit cards or credit cards. Most homeless people don't have that. And so we need to get this clarified. So I don't agree. So I hope you'll support the bill. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 352 on its second reading. Those in favor will say aye. Excuse me, strike that. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Adams, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Brockman, no. Butler, no. Carney, no. Cunningham, no. Fisher, no. Gill, no. Graham, aye. Harrison, no. Hawkins, no. Lucas, aye. Terry, no. Turner, aye.
Cork light machine, record the vote. 81 having voted in the affirmative, 37 in the negative. House Bill 352 passed the second reading. We'll be read a third time.
Jim Simmons, North Carolina, next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 352 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House Bill 352 having passed third readings, ordered engrossed and sent to the Senate. Members, we have concluded our business for the day. Tomorrow, and the rules chair is recognized for an announcement on a committee meeting.
Members, rules will meet in room 1228, 15 minutes after session. We're going to take up four bills. The chair promises it'll be done very quickly. So please be on time. I plan to start as soon as we possibly can. We have folks in there 15 minutes after session.
Members, for your planning purposes tomorrow, there will, of course, be recorded votes. There were two bills that were, one bill that was removed from today's calendar tomorrow. That bill will be voted on tomorrow for second and third. There was also, there was other bills that were calendared already, and then the chair intends to take a look at the four bills from rules tonight. Those very likely will be read in this evening and added in for tomorrow's calendar as well. So there will be roughly 7-8 bills tomorrow on tomorrow's calendar. And tomorrow's session will be at 11:15 in the morning. Chair is aware there's some members that have some events they need to be at for the state on some matters, and so the chair is going to attempt to accommodate that. So at this time, notices or announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Brody, rise?
Mr. Speaker, we've got land development at 11. Is it possible to, we got two bills in there, possible to move session a little bit?
The chair would encourage the gentleman to probably move the committee up a little earlier if you can. That's, there's an event at the, with the Agriculture Department tomorrow around 12:30 that I think a lot of the members wanted to attend. And so chair's trying to accommodate that.
Okay, I'll attempt that. Thanks.
Gentlemen, wish to announce a change time?
Announcement, yes. The local government land development committee will meet tomorrow, but looks like we're going to attempt to go about 9:30. So if you want to check your calendars for that, and we'll, currently they have it, I said, 12:28. We may have to move, so kind of watch in the morning. Thank you.
Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn and reconvene Thursday, April 15th at 11:15 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Eiler, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, April 15th at 11:15 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
On motion to the chair, House Bill 427, short title, Firearms Safe Storage Awareness Initiative. The bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Appropriations, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary. 2, serial referral to rules is added. House Bill 471, short title, Tryon Place Commission Modifications. The serial referral to rules is stricken, and we will add referrals to the Appropriations and the Rules Committee. And House Bill 355, short title, Firefighting Foam Registry. With that bill, zero referral to rules is stricken, and referrals to appropriation and rules are added. Representative Destin Hall is recognized to send forth the rules calendar and operations of the House Committee Report, House Bill 145, Property Protection Act, DVPO, favorable, House Bill 145, calendar 36B, for tomorrow, April 15th, House Bill 198, Forest Service Changes, favorable, House Bill 198, calendared for the 15th, pursuant to Rule 36B, and Senate Bill 56, Tryon Palace Capital Project, reported favorably, Senate Bill 56, calendar 36B, for April 15th. Representative Destin Hall is recognized to send forth an additional rules calendar and operations of the House Committee Report, House Bill 252, Various Raise the Age Changes, JJAC, RECS, favorable committee sub number 2, unfavorable committee sub number 1, committee substitute number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 252 be counted pursuant to Rule 36B for April 15th.